Not sure this whole Brexit debate impacts you or why Britain would want to leave the EU? Well, A, head over to theworld.org for 5 reasons why Americans ought to care about Brexit. And B, let's hear a point of view we haven't heard much on the show lately. Someone who absolutely wants to leave the EU. Rebecca Ryan started a pro-Brexit Twitter campaign from her living room in Kent. And she got 51 lawmakers to take her Stand Up for Brexit pledge. I asked Rebecca why she's devoted so much of her time to Brexit.
I just believe in the principles of democracy and fairness. I think the reaction from the mainstream media and from sort of noisy London-centric Remain voters, the morning after the result was announced, was immediate. There was an immediate sort of alarmist response telling Brexiteers that they were racist, that they were thick, that they were old, and that they all lived up in the north. I mean, it's actually not only inaccurate, but it's actually deeply insulting. And I think it's the injustice of that which is part of the motivation.
Do you believe the UK should leave the EU, even if there's no deal? Like, do you favour a hard Brexit?
I believe that certainly the outcome of the referendum should be honoured. I don't believe in the soft Brexit, hard Brexit, anything. There's only a Brexit or no Brexit. Now, the point of this is that what's on the table at the moment is not actually the deal. This is the withdrawal agreement. And, you know, if the withdrawal agreement is such that it's trying to tie the UK to the EU indefinitely, then absolutely, then we should leave without such a withdrawal agreement. And it's not a case of crashing out or cliff edge, all of that kind of thing, because all of these contingency plans have been put in place. Our civil service has been working very hard, but it's been in the government's benefit to not let the EU know about that, or to not disclose fully the preparations that they've been doing. So there's no such thing anymore as no deal Brexit. There is managed no deal, and that management and that mitigation is already underway and in place. But in the meantime, the hand of friendship is still extended to the EU, and they can come back and we can talk about doing the free trade agreement that Donald Tusk offered back in only October last year.
So, Rebecca, as someone who wants to be out of the EU, are there any benefits of being in the EU that you're going to miss when Brexit finally happens?
I can't say so. I mean, all of the things that you can do with go and visit any of your neighbouring countries that you like to go and visit will still be there. No.
Freedom of labor movement into the UK? I mean, that's not an issue.
No,
for
I mean,
you.
This is the thing about sovereignty, is that we'll be able to dictate exactly what labor movement we want. So we can say, actually, we don't want cheap labor to come in because we don't want our wages being artificially suppressed. But actually, yes, we do need doctors or nurses or whatever it is that the government decide that they need, and we can dictate that policy.
What would you say to another Brexit referendum, or maybe a referendum that would let people choose between Theresa May's current plan, a hard Brexit, or no Brexit?
The second referendum is not a good idea at all. I think, we've already had one and it needs to be enacted. And if you don't enact a referendum, then you're undermining your democracy as a whole, because why would the voting public ever trust what the lawmakers have said to them again? So no, we were told that it would be a once-in-a-generation vote, and that's what it should be.
Rebecca Ryan speaking with us from Kent, as she's the founder of Stand Up for Brexit. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you very much.